Thank you for listening to the Sleep Mode Podcast. For the past 2 years, we've been helping sleep-deprived gamers get some well-deserved rest. And now, Sleep Mode is on Patreon. When you become one of our Patreon supporters, you'll get 48-hour early access to new Sleep Mode episodes. You could speedrun into Dreamland with our story mode cuts. Plus, you'll gain entry into our private Discord server, where you can hang out and chat with the Sleep Mode team. And if you become a Dream Wizard level supporter, you can shape the story of future podcast episodes and possibly get selected to be a guest star on Sleep Mode. There's downloadable wallpapers of our channel artwork, ad-free videos, sneak peeks. Oh, and did I mention that you could become a Patreon supporter starting at just $1 a month? Become a Sleep Mode Patreon supporter by visiting patreon.com/goodnightgamers, or you could click the link in the description below. Thank you so much again for listening to Sleep Mode. And now, let's get on to the episode.
Warning. This episode contains scenes of explicit violence and gore.
Ooh, excuse me. Actually, it's not that bad, but it might be a bit too scary for small children and some squeamish adults. Listener discretion is advised. Hello there. Welcome to Sleep Mode. Bedtime stories and guided sleep meditations for gamers. Presented by Glitch Creative Labs. Please be sure to not listen to this recording while driving, operating heavy machinery, or while fleeing from a bioorganic weapon. The goal of this episode of Sleep Mode is to frighten you into a state of pure terror. Just kidding. Actually, in this special Halloween episode, we will take you on a not-so-scary journey into the world of survival horror, so you can put down the controller and get some rest after a long day of work or play. So please, find a nice, comfortable space that is free from distractions, where you can enjoy a moment to relax and hopefully get some restful sleep. The use of headphones is recommended, but not necessary to enjoy the experience. Laying down on a cozy bed is preferable, but you may also choose to experience Sleep Mode on your favorite couch or gaming chair if you wish. We are not here to judge, only frighten you. If you enjoy your time with us, please consider subscribing to Sleep Mode and give this episode a thumbs up. We promise we won't bite. Now then, it's time to turn out the lights. Prepare to experience Sleep Mode, Resident Evil. A spooky bedtime story for gamers. In 3, 2, 1. You don't quite remember how it happened, but somehow, the serenity of the Arklay Mountains and the Spencer Mansion, just on the outskirts of Raccoon City, has become a blood-stained nightmare. It all started with rumors of cannibalistic attacks in the forest. The higher-ups denied the rumors as wild speculation, only spoken out loud by drunken yokels. Perhaps these attacks were most likely due to some wild animal, and nothing more. You are also reminded of the NDA you signed before taking your assignment. Anyone caught spreading any salacious rumors would be reprimanded and face possible termination. But here we are. The attack on the train, the destruction of the executive training facility, and every secret buried deep within the underground lab have begun to spill out into the hallways. literally eating everything and everyone in sight. You think to yourself, perhaps you should have accepted Birkin's offer to transfer to the Nest facility underneath Raccoon City. But Birkin was always kind of an arrogant jerk, and his research into the G-virus didn't interest you as much as the study of the T-virus. So you declined. Sadly, this decision came back to bite you, quite literally. You look down to check your wound. The fresh bite mark has already begun to putrefy, and experience tells you what comes next. Soon the fever will take hold, and your cells will be overrun as the T-virus begins to replicate inside of them. Soon you will become one of them. You are so happy to become a member of the leading pharmaceutical company in the world. The strong sense of pride you felt the first time you put on your Umbrella ID badge. Now the only things you feel are the chills running down your spine and the fear of what comes next. It sounds like it's just about dawn. Maybe there's time to witness one last sunrise before everything goes dark. One last chance to say goodbye to the world before the inevitable. If you would like to skip the guided zombification process, please fast forward to 11 minutes and 10 seconds. Let's begin. You manage to stumble out of the mansion and find a quiet relaxation spot in the forest. Close your eyes and imagine the rays of the sun warming your clammy skin as the gentle sound of the forest begins to relax your mind. Now take in a deep breath. Imagine that you're inhaling all of the positive energy that surrounds you. Now hold your breath for just a moment, as all of those positive vibrations become corrupted as the T-virus begins to attach itself to them. Now, breathe out. Very good. Once again, take in a deep breath. Oh, my apologies. It seems that your respiratory system is no longer functioning. Nothing to worry about. It just means that you have evolved beyond the need of a naturally functioning respiratory and circulatory system. Excellent work. Your body is now discovering transcendence. Now imagine that a bright light of spiritual energy begins to wash over your entire body as the T-virus begins to attack your hypothalamus. Enjoy that all-consuming energy as it begins to revive the stiff muscles in your body, starting with your legs. After spending so much time running away from your zombified colleagues, take this opportunity to allow them to finally relax. Begin by clenching your toes into small, tightly packed little fists. Curl them inward and hold this stretch for just a moment. Please note that snapping, breaking, or tearing is perfectly natural as you hold this position. Release your stretch and feel the warming sensation as it begins to revitalize you. Now, using your ankles, point your feet downward, like you're tiptoeing towards an unsuspecting victim. You should feel a bit of tension in the pads of your feet and in your calves. Hold this position for just a moment, and remember, a stealthy zombie is a well-fed zombie. Release the stretch and feel all of the tension in your legs disappear as they slowly start to sink down into your relaxation space. Now stretch out your arms as far as they will go above your chest. While you do, stretch out your fingers. It should look like you're trying to grab a tasty meal from behind a boarded up window. Hold this position for just a moment as the tension begins to build in your forearms, palms, and shoulders. You're almost done. Just a little bit longer. Now, release your stress, allowing your arms to fall beside you in a naturally comfortable position. Finally, let's stretch out your neck. As the newest member of the flesh-eating horde, you'll need to stay limber to ensure that your biters always reach their target. Begin to rotate your neck in slow, counterclockwise circles. Feel the tension you carry begin to slowly fade away with each rotation. Now slowly begin to rotate your neck in the opposite direction. You're doing great. When you're ready, stop rotating your head. Very good. One last thing. Let's show off those chompers with an exaggerated smile. Even though your life has changed, you should always greet each new day with a smile. You decide to lay in the grass for a moment longer. You can't seem to recall what was troubling you earlier. Something feels different. Well, the parts of you that can still feel anything. A new day has dawned, and the only thing on your mind is, what's for breakfast? Will you look at that thing coming from the roof of that big house? Strange. Something seems familiar about that place. Like it was important somehow. Ooh, maybe there's something good to eat in there. You slowly stumble to your feet and make your way to the big house beyond the trees. When suddenly, something unexpected happens. Out of nowhere, Big House makes a huge, loud bang.
Pretty!
You think to yourself. Well, so much for finding something to eat there. This is no good at all. Now what are you gonna do? You think for a moment. And remember the loud bird that went taka 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 as it left the big house. Maybe it knows where to find some food. That settles it. You must follow the large taka 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 bird and see where it leads you. Maybe you'll find some tasty snacks along the way. Let's see. I believe it went that way. It's time to get a move on. You slowly make your way across the Arklay Mountain Forest Zone. Not that you actually remember the name of the area. Actually, you don't remember much of anything. But that doesn't seem to bother you much at all, because the scenery is just so nice. There's a cool breeze that blows through the pine trees and brings with it a real sense of peace. Tasty-looking squirrels and bunnies frolic all over the place. You even see a few birds flying overhead. But sadly, none of them seem to be the big thaka 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 bird. So, you continue on, hoping that soon you'll find what you're looking for. And then, it hits you. Well, this is new and different. You don't know what happened exactly, but you've somehow managed to find yourself on top of a shiny, hard object. Oh, look! There's a new friend inside. Hello there. Oh, no, 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 this can't be happening. This can't be happening. Hey there. Are you okay? What is that delicious smell? Hello? Are you still with us? Oh, you're still alive. Ah, so good. You stay right there, and I'll call an ambulance. Wow. Something really, really, really smells good. Where could that delicious aroma be coming from? Wait a minute. That smell is coming from your new friend. What do they... taste like? You slowly crawl your way over to your new friend as he talks on his little black box. He doesn't even notice you until you take a bite out of his juicy-looking leg meats.
What the? Did you just bite me? What's wrong with you? Wait, your face. Get away from me, monster!
Monster? You? How rude. You just had a small nibble. It wasn't even enough to satisfy your hunger. Wait, maybe they were saving the rest of their leg to eat later. Understandable. It was pretty tasty. Huh? Where is your new friend going? Whoa, what's going on? Confusion sets in about what's happening. But it appears that you're stuck underneath your new friend's big metal thingy. Oh, it's moving so fast. I know. He's taking you to see the big thaka 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 bird. What luck. This is certainly a nice change of events. You might as well relax for a little bit, while you enjoy the ride and scenery. I wonder where we're going. After a bit of time zooming around, something catches your eye. It's a big sign that says, Raccoon City, 30 miles. What could that mean? Suddenly, a small spark of a memory begins to take shape in your head. Raccoon City. That sounds familiar. I wonder if there's anything good to eat there. You lay back and daydream about something tasty to eat as the car speeds past the stillness of the forest. Please do your best not to fall off before you reach your final destination. The calm hum of the car is replaced by a rather large bang and the sound of rushing wind. As your body flies through the air, an odd wet stuff falls on your face. It feels nice for a moment until you land on something hard and bumpy. The smell of smoke and fire surrounds you as a symphony of distant screams and moaning can be heard in the distance. You slowly lift your head to take in your surroundings. Orange and red flames burn across the once charming landscape of Raccoon City. Flames glow from towering buildings and reflect off shards of broken glass that line the streets. Burnt out cars cast dying embers on the ground, and there's an ever-present smell of rotting flesh lingering in the air. The sights that fill your eyes would be considered a living nightmare to those that still have a pulse. How could this have happened to an entire city? Sadly, now is not the time for questions, because there is only one thing plaguing your mind as you take in the horror.
Hungry helicopter.
Wait a second, something has changed. You remember the name of the Thaka 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 bird?
Helicopter.
That's it. Good for you. But how are you able to remember that word all of a sudden? Something feels different inside of you. What else do you think you can remember? Huh? What was that noise? Oh, it's your new friend that gave you a ride to the city. It would be rude not to go over there and thank them for the car ride through the forest. You make your way to your new friend, with a little added skip to your step. They turn their head and look at you. You notice that they seem to be missing a good portion of their face. Not to mention, one of their arms seems to have been misplaced. Oh well, I'm sure it's somewhere safe.
Hello, friend.
He remains silent, then gives you a heartfelt greeting. The two of you spend some time catching up with current events until a familiar feeling hits the both of you.
Hungry.
It feels like you haven't eaten in months. Maybe there's a nice spot to have some brunch around here. You politely invite your friend to tag along for a bite. You'll take that as a yes. The two of you slowly set out to explore Raccoon City. Hopefully, you'll find something delicious to sink your teeth into. The two of you continue your search to find something that'll fill your bellies among the zombie-infested streets of Raccoon City. Wow, there are so many potential new friends here. Maybe too many. It's no wonder that you can't seem to find something to eat. They must have eaten everything in the city by now. Or it feels that way, at least. You begin to think about how simple life was in the forest. The smells, the animals, the peace. But the sights and sounds of the big city have been very exciting. Big kabooms send pretty sparks into the sky. And there are plenty of new friends to talk to, even if they don't have much to say to you. At least you have your best friend with you to share the experience. Speaking of which, where did he go? He was right beside you, and now he's gone. You turn your head and scan the crowd trying to find your friend. Where could you be? Oh, there you are. You walk over to your zombified friend to see what he's doing. Wait, what is that sound? You walk over to investigate the strange noises. You see your friend standing in front of a glowing box inside of a broken window.
Need a lift? Our secret revitalizing formula found in each bottle of Revive gives your skin the radiance and vitality it craves. Your path to eternal youth is in sight when you step under the loving care of Umbrella Pharmaceuticals.
Umbrella!
This word, it sends another spark of memories flooding into your mind. You stand there for a moment, wondering what it could all mean. Suddenly, a familiar picture appears on the glowing box. Something you've seen before in the past. Red and white.
Umbrella Mansion Virus Escape.
More memories. What's happening to your mind? So many questions. This hunger. It's not you.
They're everywhere. How could this be happening? Two more.
What was that noise? You feel something hit you hard in your head as you and your friend fall to the ground. The lights around you begin to dim, and your eyes become so very heavy. The world is becoming much darker now, as you begin to drift away into the first rest you've had in what seems like ages.
Brad? Barry? Anybody? This is Jill Valentine. I need an evac. ASAP. The city has become overrun with the infected. I'm heading to the police station to try to find a way out of this nightmare. If you can hear me, meet me at the STARS office at the RPD. Please just stay alive.
Police station Birkin.
You mutter these last few words to yourself as everything fades to black and the hunger in your belly finally dies. You open your eyes again as you wake up from a nice nap on the hard ground.
10 more minutes, Mom.
You lay there for a while, letting the rain hit your face as more thoughts come to your mind. The police station. Nest. Umbrella. T-Virus. Birkin. What are these words? Under the station, the lab. Answers are there. You don't know what hit you in the head, but you remember more about life. The life you had before everything went dark. Something's missing. Where's your friend? Oh, good. There he is. Come on. It's time to wake up. Hello. New friend. Come on. The time for sleep is over. Now's the time for answers. We have to go to the police station. There's something important there. Come on. Wake up. For some reason, he doesn't answer. He's just laying there on the ground, in a pool of red water.
Why won't you move?
Another question. Did he always have that big hole in his head? Doesn't he know that there's something important that we have to see at the police station? Well, if your new friend won't wake up from his nap, you'll just have to go to the station on your own. I'm sure he'll catch up with you later. You say goodbye to your sleepy friend and begin to make your way across the city. Your walking tour around the streets of Raccoon City has been a long but enjoyable adventure. There really are so many interesting sights to see in the big city. Buildings on fire, hordes of zombies attacking innocent bystanders, and even the occasional undead doggo. Hi there. Who's a good boy? It's the general apocalyptic mayhem that makes unlife worth living. But sadly, you still have yet to find the police station and the meaning behind the word umbrella. This place is so big. It seems almost impossible to find your destination. You've tried asking for directions, but no one seems to understand what you're saying. Maybe it's your accent. It's honestly starting to feel like you'll be wandering these streets for the rest of your days. Hey, you know that sound. You turn your head to the sky and finally see it. A large black helicopter slowly passes above. It has red and blue blinking lights flashing around it, and a plume of black smoke trailing just behind. You can even see a few letters painted on the side of its metal frame. R.P.D. Well, what could that mean? You once again start to follow the helicopter, but it's just too fast for you to catch, and it disappears into the city skyline. Darn. You almost had it too. Oh well, I guess you better continue your search for the police station.
Mayday! Mayday! We're going down! I repeat, we're going—
Whoa, what was that? That sounded pretty close by. The trail of smoke coming from its body still lingers in the air. You might as well follow the trail and see where it leads you. It's not like you have any other way to find the answers your atrophied brain is searching for about the mysterious umbrella. It really doesn't take long to find out what happened. After a short walk, you finally find the long-lost helicopter you've been searching for. It looks like it crashed into the side of a very large building, surrounded by a metal fence with a distress sign above the entryway that says RPD. Oh, that's nice. It must have found its way home. The good news is that you finally found the helicopter. The bad news is, it's completely smashed and covered in flames. But where could that police station be? It's beginning to look like you'll never find it. Ooh. It sounds like something is coming this way. Something big. From out of the darkness of the city streets, a large frame appears before your eyes. And it's walking this way. The figure stands around 8 feet tall and is dressed head to toe in black. Its head is completely bald, and a ghastly grin of yellow teeth is permanently plastered on its face. It doesn't even acknowledge you as it rears one of its huge fists and smashes down the fence. Then once again, begins to walk away towards the front door of the building.
Wait,
you say in a somewhat shaky voice, and with a shrug of your shoulders, you add,
Police Station.
The figure stops in its tracks and turns to face you with a look of pure hatred in its eyes. It begins to make its way straight towards you in a huff, stopping just before it makes contact with your body and looks you directly in the eye. Then, with a low growl, it opens its mouth and says,
"Stores."
Then points towards a pair of doors. It gives you a wink as it proceeds to walk away. Wait. RPD. Raccoon Police Department. It was right in front of you this whole time.
Thank you, big friend.
You moan in thanks as you proceed to make your way to the station doors. You don't know what's in there, but if you're lucky, maybe you'll finally find a few answers. You finally made it to the police station, but it seems like no one is home. The grand entryway is dimly lit and pretty much void of any living thing. A wooden reception desk sits under a large marble statue of something that, that statue. Something feels familiar about that big blind lady. You've been here before. Your mind begins to wander for a moment as you stare at the statue.
Under Justice Nest.
Once again, a rush of memories comes flooding in like a thunderstorm, igniting the neural pathways in your mind. Memories of a hidden tunnel leading to dark secrets that lie beneath the police station. Something bad happened here. And it's possible that you might have had something to do with it. You feel something changing in both your body and mind. It hurts at first, the only real pain you felt in a while. Then as quickly as it came, the pain subsides.
Interesting. The nest is under Justice.
Hey, it looks like you're getting smarter and a little stronger with each new discovery. Your once stilted speech has progressed to mostly complete sentences, and actual thoughts begin milling around in your mind. This police station was never meant to serve, only to protect the secrets hiding under your feet. It's absolutely diabolical, and honestly a bit clever. Who would ever think that there could be something dangerous hiding inside a police station? But what could that danger actually be? You walk forward to inspect the statue and trigger the hidden doorway. But much to your surprise, the gate has already been opened, revealing the hidden passway below. This does not seem right at all. Someone or something has already been this way and figured out how to open the secret elevator. I wonder who could have done that. I have no idea who actually solved the statue puzzle. Let's just say it was Claire or Leon. Depending on who you chose to complete Scenario A in your headcanon of Resident Evil 2. The original one, not necessarily the remake. Or both, whatever you choose. Okay, back to the spooky bedtime story. Well, this is it. The answers you seek are waiting for you in the darkness below the station. You enter the lift and press a few buttons until it springs to life, slowly lowering you downwards towards your subterranean destination. You continue moving forward, as if guided by some unforeseen force that is pulling the strings in your mind. Your journey has had many strange twists and turns, from the ruined mansion, to the calming forest path, to the decayed streets of Raccoon City. Honestly, the last place you expected to find yourself is sloshing around in the dark sewers underneath the police station. Actually, could someone tell me the point of having an elaborate system of puzzles and hidden pathways if anyone can just wander into the sewer from a manhole cover? Maybe it's the smell that keeps them out. Oh, look, a giant alligator. It would probably be best if we picked up the pace a little bit. Come on, let's look alive. You know what I mean. Actually, now that I notice it, you're looking pretty good, all things considered. Take a look for yourself. You bend over and gaze into a puddle of water to get a look at your reflection. Where most other zombies you've seen have had bits and pieces missing from their body and face. You look pretty well maintained. Muscular, even. Your muscles even appear to be ripping through the white coat you're wearing. Wait, what's that on your chest? You move your arm over to the object attached to your coat and pull it off for a quick inspection. You carefully look at it and notice that it says, Umbrella Pharmaceuticals, full access. And what's this? There's a small picture attached to the back of the badge. I think that's supposed to be you. That's your face. It looks so different than the one you see in the reflection of the water. How did this all happen? Who did this to you? Your body begins to sink down into the floor as more memories begin to fill your mind.
How did you enjoy your time at the Nest facility? Well, it would seem that you've made quite the impression on Dr. Birkin. I don't think I need to remind you that his research into the G-Virus is so important to the company. But it seems that he's being a bit too overprotective of the project. And the powers that be need a sample of the G-Virus. Which is why you're gonna help us steal it.
Steal it? What does that mean? Umbrella and Nest. You used to work here before the change. Whose voice was that? Why can't you remember more? This is strange. Your physical body has changed to something beyond the limits of the T-Virus. Yes, that's what caused this. Umbrella. But something is different. A change. No. A mutation. Growing inside of you with every passing minute. The entrance to Nest is close. Just past the chest door and down to the tram. But I do warn you, the answers you may find will not be pleasant. You make your way past the open security doors that block the rest of the outside world away from the secrets of Nest. Eventually, you find the tram that will take you to the underground facility. You barely glance upward as you enter the tram car and push down the button to lower yourself deeper and deeper into the void. Little by little, you've begun to reclaim a bit of your past humanity. And so you think about all that you've witnessed on your journey. The mass of shambling zombies. The BOWs roaming the once peaceful streets. And sadly, you can't help but feel responsible for all that you've seen. Okay, this must be it. The automatic doors open wide as you slowly walk out of the tram car and you finally have a look at the entrance to Nest. There is no turning back now. You slowly make your way to the door. An opening mechanism is triggered. The doors whirl open as another wave of memories takes control of your mind.
Was the tracking device planted? Good. We'll just wait a few months to make our move, so no one gets suspicious. Spencer wants to make sure the board is unaware of our activities until the time is right. Speaking of which, there have been a few, shall we say, rumblings of zombie attacks in the mountains. That wasn't your doing, I trust. Oh, I'm not mad. Actually, I think this may work in our favor. I've already dispatched Star's Bravo team to the area for containment and field research of the T-virus variant BOWs. But I think a full test is in order to really determine the effectiveness of the Tyrant Project. So, it's time for you to be a good little doggy and fetch a sample of the T-virus. Make sure your colleagues are unaware of what you're doing. Then they'll literally get a taste of their own medicine. Compensation. Just get the job done, and I assure you, you'll be comfortable for the rest of your life.
Wesker.
And there it is. The answer you've been searching for. It was you. You helped spread the virus in the mansion. You gave the Umbrella operatives the access they needed to enter Nest and steal G from Dr. Birkin. It was you. You. You really have become a monster.
The self-destruct sequence has been activated. Repeat, the self-destruct sequence has been activated. This sequence may not be aborted. All employees proceed to the emergency car at the bottom platform.
Go, go, go! And whose bright idea was it to start the self-destruct sequence?
That doesn't matter right now. HQ just got intel that a nuclear payload has been authorized to strike the city at 0600. That'll put us danger close to the blast radius if we don't get out of here ASAP. So stay frosty and keep your eyes out for any more of those.
Sir, hostile sighted.
Umbrella.
Whoa, did it just talk? Never seen them do that before. Sir, permission to engage.
Hold your fire. It doesn't seem hostile. HQ, this is Extraction Team 717. We've encountered what appears to be a new variant, unlike anything we've ever encountered before. Over. Understood. Over. Tag it and gag it. It's coming with us. At least we're not leaving this hellhole empty-handed.
Wait a second. What did he just...
Okay, load it up. Let's mosey.
Once again, the world begins to go dark. All of this misery, it was your fault. And now, thanks to the T-virus, you are now monstrous, both inside and out. Your eyes begin to close, and your body slowly becomes numb to all sensations. So this is how it all ends. You open your eyes and realize very quickly that you are no longer deep underground, but rather you find yourself flying in the air just above a forest of trees and the skyline of Raccoon City. Far into the distance.
Now look who's awake. Don't bother trying to get up. We've got you nice and secure. I'm sure the research and development team is going to want to meet you. After all, you are a trusted member of the Umbrella family. So sit back and enjoy the view. The fireworks are about to start.
You stare off as the sun begins to rise over what remains of Raccoon City. Suddenly, your eyes catch a faint ball of light off in the distance. quickly becoming larger and larger. Until... the light becomes a blinding flash that surrounds the entirety of Raccoon City. The others in the helicopter close their eyes to avoid the flash, but not you. You continue to stare as the white-hot blast of nuclear energy claims what remains of the city. Your conscience is well aware of the destruction you helped cause, as all evidence of your actions are burned away in the fallout. You feel the weight of your past begin to lift off your shoulders. In this moment, only one word comes to mind as you look upon the destruction, and with a satisfied smile on your face, you say,
"Pretty."
Thank you for listening to Sleep Mode, presented by Glitch Creative Labs. We hope this episode wasn't too scary for you, and that you boils and ghouls were able to get some rest while enjoying a spooky trip to Raccoon City. Don't forget to like and subscribe to Sleep Mode, and dong that notification bell so you'll never miss an episode. On the next episode of Sleep Mode, we will take a special autumn trip to the relaxing world of Harvest Moon. We'll see you again very soon. Good night, gamers.